It's tax day, and you're cranky as all hell. Oh, sure, somewhere in the back of your mind, your good twin reminds you that taxes are the rent we pay as American citizens. But your evil twin is winning the argument. He's saying those checks you've sent off to Washington and Salem would better have been spent on a great summer vacation, or a new deck in the backyard, or a down payment on a brand new pickup truck. I don't have much sympathy. I think our taxes are too low, and the Bush tax cut will prove to be a social and economic disaster. Undereducated kids, deepening poverty, and runaway deficits. But hey, that's just me, going on as I always do about a nation needing to invest in its people. But if you think you've got it bad on this tax day, dear listener, be glad you aren't a low-income wage earner whose pockets are being picked each April not by the government, but by certain companies that prepare tax returns. A former employee of such a company spilled the beans in the Oregonian the other day. He told how his employer makes a killing, bilking the working poor out of the earned income tax credit. This tax break is a family-friendly reward for low-income people, mainly parents, who work rather than live on welfare. It has lifted so many workers out of poverty, its political support includes people as diverse as Ronald Reagan and Ted Kennedy. Here's how certain tax prep companies do their dirty work. Assume you're a poor parent and you qualify for the earned income credit. When your tax preparer finishes your return, he tells you that you've got a refund of a few thousand dollars coming. With kids to support, it's hard to wait for the government to send you that check. That's when the vultures move in. In collaboration with a finance company, the tax prep firm offers you a loan equal to the amount of your tax credit, right there on the spot. It's a tantalizing economic morsel few poor parents can pass up. But there's a sting. It's the interest rate. Some companies charge an annualized rate of up to 100%. For the unwary poor, it's a fate worse than taxes. For the companies, they'll tell you it's free enterprise. How cranky does that make you? This is Les O'Coin.